Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes, along with Sister Velvet, to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada, to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, and my wonderful, sweet, wonderful wife, Missionary Velvet, is out. Amen. I'm telling you, she's so full of virtuous works. I'm telling you, she's a really smart woman. Praise God. Doing good. Praise God. Amen. I'm telling you. Amen. I thank God for my wonderful companion, Missionary Velvet. Praise the Lord. Amen. She be back on another broadcast. Praise God. I'm telling you. Amen. So full of good works. Praise God. But I'm carrying on the broadcast until she returns. Praise the Lord. Amen. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. We've had some wonderful services in them jails and prisons before they closed them in March of 2020. Praise the Lord. In 2023, in July, praise God. Amen. And we're still on radio through the coronavirus, out of the coronavirus. And we're still on radio preaching the gospel to those that's incarcerated, as well as those of you that's out there in the free world, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He want to make a real change in your life. Praise God. We have a powerful message here on the broadcast talking about a true saint versus a hypocrite. The Lord wants people that are real. We're going to continue the message on today, so we'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast. Tune into the inspirational music on today's broadcast. I'm telling you, amen. Those of you that's amen in the free world, tell your neighbor. Tune into today's broadcast. Praise God. Amen. As well as those of you that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to today's broadcast. And at the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, I'm telling you, I love her. Amen. She's out and about doing good. Praise God. Like I said, praise the Lord. So, amen. We're going to carry on until she returns on another future broadcast. Amen. Now, like I said, it's very sad for all the violence going on in our cities. Praise God. Someone said to me how that they heard gunfire. Then they looked out and saw a body laying in the backyard. Tell you, shot with bullets in them. Praise God. Amen. It's sad. It's really sad. Praise God. It's sad. But I want to let you know, Jesus come to take sin out of the sinner. It's sad to take a life. It's sad to shed innocent blood. Yes. People don't have no regard for human life. Bullets be flying. Bullets go through houses. Bullets kill young people. Yes. Innocent bystanders. A bullet strike them. It's really a sad situation out here now. Sad situation. Praise God. It's time for praying. It's time for fasting. For people to entreat the Lord. That folks may turn from sin and serve the Lord. Live for Jesus. Praise God. These natural things is a temporary measure. But in order to solve this problem, people need Jesus. Jesus is the answer. We sang the song, Jesus the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. And that's what people need. They need the Lord. Praise God. They need the Lord. Young people need Jesus. I turned my heart to the Lord when I was 13 years old. The Lord wonderfully saved me, forgave me of my sins. The Lord sanctified me through the blood. Amen. And I received the Holy Ghost when I was 14 years old and a mighty burning fire. And because I got saved so young, the Lord kept me clean. Praise God. Amen. I'm on radio testifying. I'm an individual that never tasted alcohol. These lips never tasted alcohol and never will. I'm telling you, because the Lord saved me. He sanctified me. He filled me with the Holy Ghost. Never smoked a cigarette. Never want to. Don't have no desire to. And never will. Because the Lord saved me. He sanctified me. He filled me with the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Never been to the clubs. Praise God. And I'm telling you, because the Lord saved me. He delivered me and set me free. Now, if the Lord did that for me with all these temptations out here, all of this corruption out here, and the Lord keep me clean, don't you know the Lord can save those of you that's out there that's bound by them things? The Lord can deliver you from them things? Yes, he can. Praise God. So many people, the devil have enticed them to go out there and get hooked on them things. Amen. The devil did that. He will entice them. But the Lord kept me clean because I found who my soul loveth. My soul fell in love with Jesus. Praise God. Amen. And I'd rather have Jesus more than anything that this world can afford today. Praise God. And another song the old saints used to sing, I'll take Jesus for mine. I'll take Jesus for mine. You can have this whole wide world, but I'll take Jesus for mine. Because I'm a Jesus man. I love Jesus. I'm a Bible man, and I'm a Jesus man. Because I love Jesus. And I promote Jesus here on the broadcast. Jesus, there's power in that name. Amen. Through that name, you can be free. Through that name, you can get deliverance. The Lord can set you free from drugs, set you free from alcohol, set you free from profanity, set you free from child molestation. I'm telling you, set you free from adultery, from fornication. The Lord will deliver you and set you free. St. John 8:36, for he that the Son set free is free indeed. Jesus will give you a deed to your freedom. Yes, he will. Amen. Give you power to live holy in this sinful world where people say you can't because they're bound. But when the Lord delivers you and set you free, you can testify like I do. The Lord done delivered me and set me free. Praise God. Amen. I was preaching in church on Sunday from Romans 8:1. There is therefore no condemnation to those that's in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. When Jesus come in you, the flesh is crucified. The body of sin is destroyed. And therefore you can walk in the Spirit. Talk in the Spirit. When I'm talking in the Spirit, the Lord saved me from my sin. I can live holy. I can live right. Because I have Jesus walking and talking in my soul. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. But when you're in the flesh, then you take up for sin and then lie about it, say I'm not, but you are. It's talking about you can't live free from sin. Everybody sin. Everybody got the devil in them sin. But when the Lord saved you, child, amen, the Lord takes sin out, you don't sin no more. Praise God. I'm telling you, because the Lord done took sin away. Praise the Lord. Amen. A true saint, the Lord done took their sins away. If the Lord took your sins away, how are you going to use them? And the Lord done took them away. Now I tell them prisoners, they might preach that in the prisons, in the jails. Tell them about it, how the Lord come to take your sins away. If the Lord done took your sins away, how are you going to use them? If the Lord done took them away. And people need to understand, know that, praise the Lord. I'm telling you, amen. Folk need to get saved. When you get saved, child, you will talk like I talk. Because the Lord done saved me from my sin. A lot of people confess in Christ, but they're not saved. You hear me? A lot of people confessing Christ, but they're not saved. A lot of people in churches and talking about they know the Lord, but they don't know him. Because they're living in sin. Praise God. Because you can't serve God in your sins. You got to come out of sin to serve the Lord. I'm telling you, praise God. Amen. Now I'm preaching and letting you know. Because, amen, Jesus come to save you from your sin. Not to save you in it, but to save you from it. Praise the Lord. And take sin out of you. Glory to God. I'm telling you, glory to God. So you can be able to be a witness for Christ and live holy for the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you, I'm a holiness preacher. I preach holiness. Amen. Holiness is what people need. Because God commanded to be ye holy, for I am holy. Not no man-made religion, but be ye holy, for I am holy. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm telling you, let's hear a song of inspiration. In the quiet, you can hear the breath of the Lord. Praise God. I'm telling you, it's time to hear the breath of God. Glory to God. Amen. Speaking to your heart. Glory to God. Amen. The still small voice of the Lord. The soft voice of the Lord. Praise God. I'm telling you, amen. The voice of God talking to you in a soft way, telling you to come out of sin. Amen. The Lord wants you to come out of sin. The Lord wants to breathe a life in your soul. Like I said, breathe a life in you. Wash you in the blood. Set you free from sin. So you can serve the Lord in holiness and in righteousness all the days of your life. Not part of the days, but all the days. The Lord wants 24-hour Christians, not just Sunday morning, not prayer meeting Christians, but those that will live for Him 24 hours a day. Praise God. I'm telling you, live for Him 24 hours a day. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. You can't go to heaven just because you be good. It's not enough to be good, but you got to be holy. Because God won't, He's a jealous God. He wants all of us, not just part of us. He wants all of us. Praise God. Amen. Let's get back to the Word of God. The Gospel according to St. Matthew 23 and 27. Praise God. Where it says, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites." Amen. For ye are like unto the whited sculptures, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men bones, and of all uncleanness. I'm telling you, praise God. Like I said earlier broadcast, you want, amen, an apple can look nice and pretty outside. But if you bite in that apple and it be rotten, you don't want that apple, would you? So God don't want nobody that appear to look good on the outside, appear to be a good Christian on the outside, got an outside front. They feed the hungry, clothe the naked. People praise them as being a wonderful saint, wonderful child of God, as they say, because all man looks at the outward appearance. But inside, the devil is raging. They got skeletons in the closet. Yeah, how many people, they find out some of their secret sins, find out their secret sins, and they're so embarrassed. They feel like they're so embarrassed because they're embarrassed they got caught. I'm telling you. But when the Lord saved you, He cleaned your life up. Get rid of your hidden sins. Your secret sins. He get rid of them. Praise God. Because a true saint don't have no secret sins. Now I'm putting on radio so I understand know that. Because God won't 100% honesty. A true saint of God do not have no hidden sins. Amen. Because of iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Because people keep hidden sins and think they're getting by. You may get by with man, but you can't get by with God. Because God sees everything. Ain't nothing hid from His eyes. I'm telling you. So we need to get rid of the hidden sins. All of those iniquities. Get rid of them. So you can serve the Lord in holiness and in righteousness all the days of your life. Praise God. Amen. Live holy. Live right. Praise God. Praise the Lord. And don't commit sin. Don't commit sin. Praise God. One of the functions of the Holy Ghost is to lead us and guide us into all truth. Amen. So that we won't go back the way we come. We get sanctified through the blood. And the Lord takes sin out of you by the root. So you won't go back the way you come. Because you don't have nothing in you calling for that world. You won't be like Lot's wife looking back at the world. Because the world is not in you. You got your eyes focused on Jesus. Your eyes set on the lily of the valley, the bright morning star. You got your eyes set on Jesus Christ. Praise God. Looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of your faith. But the devil wants to sidetrack you. Look at what he's doing out there in the world. All the violence going on. The shooting and the killings going on. Amen. You turn the TV on, hear the news, and that's what you see. Somebody got shot. The devil is raging. You hear me? The devil is raging. People on drugs. People on, amen,
on crack cocaine and fentanyl. I'm telling you. But Jesus come to set people free and get you off that stuff. Amen. I tell the fellas, if it meant for you to smoke, then the Lord will give you a chimney and put you a chimney on your head. It don't mean for you to smoke. I'm telling you, praise God. Jesus come to take that smoking demon out, to cast that cursing demon out, to cast that fentanyl demon, the cocaine and crack demon out. Praise God. And cause you to be a new person in Christ Jesus. Transformation, changed. New person in the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Amen. It's good to be brand new. Amen. Be brand new in Jesus Christ. Praise God. Amen. I know I'm preaching like thunder and lightning. Praise God. I'm telling you, glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Because God is an awesome God. Yes, he is. He's an awesome God. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. He's an awesome God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. He's an awesome God. Glory to God. Amen. Now, praise the Lord. Amen. Jesus said about the scribes and Pharisees and the Sadducees, they like looking good on the outside, but they got they got skeletons in the closet. Amen. I'm telling you. Amen. Skeletons in the closet. Praise the Lord. Amen. And when they got skeletons in the closet, praise the Lord, then they got hidden sins. Praise God. Now, you can't go to heaven, like I said, with all them hidden sins. So what can take them away? The blood of Jesus. What can make me white as snow? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Praise God. It takes the blood of Jesus to wash you and make you clean. You got to go through the blood. Praise God. The blood of Jesus does two things. It will forgive you of your sin. It will wash you and clean you up. Praise God. Amen. Because God is an awesome God. Amen. Let's hear a little bit of this song. But God is an awesome God. Glory to God, amen.
Awesome God, he reigns.
awesome God. I'm telling you. Amen. God is awesome. He wants us to be holy like he's holy. Praise the Lord. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. We're going to continue this message on another broadcast. Praise God. Amen. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for this powerful message. Lord, a true saint versus a hypocrite. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll hear right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Lord, I want you to baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over. And with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongue. Lord, heal the sick, those that are sick in their bodies. Lord, I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis. Lord, the rheumatism. Lord, the flu bug, the coronavirus. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, go into the jails and prison. Touch these prisoners. Let them know you love them, Lord. Deliver them and set them free by your divine power. Lord, touch these people. Lord, these kids on the street, Lord, bring them into the church. Lord, save them, Lord, before the devil destroys them in the streets. In the name of Jesus, Lord, deliver and set the people free. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we ask it. Amen, amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God, those in the free world, click into our website. Be blessed with the many activities on our website, heavenboundtrainwebsite.org. The music that you hear on this broadcast, most of it is on the Heaven Bound Train website, where those in the free world can enjoy and be blessed by it. Those you that's incarcerated, continue to listen to our radio broadcast here that comes on each week on this radio station. Those of you that speak the Spanish language, write us for Spanish material, Spanish Bibles. Because Jesus loved the Spanish-speaking people. Praise God. Amen. I'm telling you, like I said, I'm a Jesus man. I preach Jesus here on the broadcast. And I'm a Bible man because I preach the Word of God. Because Jesus is the written Word. Glory to God. Amen. Praise God. So until next broadcast, this is Chaplain William Holmes saying that if Jesus come back for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you. Till next week at the same time for more the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry broadcast. God bless you. I love you. God bless you.
This train is a clean train. This train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.
This train! Follow the glory.